neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
When he brings the Korban, Tatar Shad is commanding that Veshisa oto bichnafav. So Rashi Kadosh explains that the bird that he brought, it has to be placed on the Mizbeach with the feather. You know about this?
So it means that it has a better value, the whole thing has a better value?
You explained that before.
I did?
Yes.
I don't remember. What did I say?
That the only one will be embarrassed for
small, so it doesn't get too embarrassed.
Ah, so that Sheikh Eloy says that Mizbeach will be Saveya. So that will not look like it's nothing. Because what is going to remain is a little bit the juje. It's nothing. So now, that Sheikh Adosh explains, when one brings a behemah, an animal, which is reyach nichoach. And also about the bird, it says reyach nichoach.
Why they cut it in the middle?
When we finish this, then we get to. You want to wait or you're going to go to second part? Go to second part or this one? So now, you see, from here we understand that Ribono Shel Olam is enjoying the pleasant smell of the feather.
Yes.
So that Sheikh Eloy says that Ein Lecha Hediyot is no one that you can find that would not be displeased with the burning of the feather. It smells terrible, right?
Yes, every negative into positive.
So now it says here, Ribono Shel Olam is enjoying this. It's a reich nechah for Ribono Shel Olam. So why Hashem enjoying this? Why Hashem is telling us that I'm enjoying this terrible smell?
Something bad happened to you, you should enjoy it too. That's secular.
Right. So when you walk in home and then you smell something burning, so what impression does it give you?
Enjoy it.
That means there's no dinner. So what do you say?
Say Baruch Hashem.
No, before the Divrei Torah. What would you say? Yeah, I'll tell you a story about the Bah Bah. So now here there's a... There's a point that is brought when Moshe Avraham Shalom was placed in the Teva. Yocheved Alav Shalom arranged the Teva in the basket in a special way. How did she do it? Remember? When she made the Teva? Bachemar uvazafet, it says in the Torah.
Inside,
what small?
Tar.
Beer. Yeah, why?
Not to smell the baby inside.
That tzaddik, Rashi Hakadosh explains, Yocheved didn't want that Moshe Avraham Shalom will smell
the tar,
the qir. You know what the smell that is?
Yes.
You remember good old days, they used to put qir on the roof? Yeah?
Yeah,
they're hot. So now, let's figure this out. So if Yocheved was worried that Moshe Avraham Shalom would not smell the tar, so how about all the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash? It's okay for them to smell the burning feather? Yes? So how do you put one together? Yocheved didn't want that Moshe smell the tar. But here we see Ribono Shel Olam says, bring it. Why? Aharon was not Sadiq? Was he Sadiq?
Yes.
He was Sadiq.
They were at a different level. When they smell it, they wouldn't smell bad to them.
No?
No.
How did it smell?
Yeah,
what, they had a spray or something? Now, how do you explain this?
I think that's the only thing remind of people are doing what they're supposed to do. People remembering it and bringing korban. If there was no smell, means that people are not doing what they're supposed to do.
No, you can clean it up, take the feather out, but tell the ani don't bring. What's the purpose that he has to bring something that doesn't smell good? Why you need to do this? And not only that, people are, it's not comfortable, it's not pleasant. You know, you cause such a terrible smell in the Beit HaMikdash.
It pushed the Yisrael
away, the bad smell. No, Gemara says there's nothing worse than, for your neshama, than a bad smell. This is the worst thing that can happen to the... A good smell is the best thing that happens, you can have for your neshama.
You should turn the bad smell into a good smell. The same way this blood didn't smell.
No, that's...
One way to go.
No, that's great, yeah. But if this was the case, then this would not make sense. No. I'm sorry?
The blood.
Yes, of course, there was no flies and so on, there was 10 miracles. But here, if it's mentions that Hashem enjoyed it, even though that was a terrible smell, right? But there's a lesson here that it's not that the smell will go away or, turn to good smell. The terrible smell was there. So we have to say that terrible smell...
Turn it in the positive in their mind, then
you
smell good.
No, that's not the case here. There are two factors here. Either the dignity of the ani, right? And the terrible smell, right? So now here we see the dignity of the ani is much, much given the importance than you smell the terrible smell.
That already brings it up in when they bring a little bit of flowers.
Yeah, that's why we keep reminding ourselves every day, few times. Ve'arvah Hashem min had Yehuda. What is ve'arvah Hashem? The most pleasant thing for Ribono Shel Olam is the mincha, the flower offering that the ani bring. But back to our subject. See, many times. There's a case of that one is desperate, right? What's the case of being desperate? Let's say, there are many cases that one feels desperate.
I give you that every day, so it becomes
making money,
finding a wife, Chazaka Baruch, Bekarov. What else?
Seeing my kids,
health.
You're ani. In such a case, you feel ani. Right? So now here, the message here is that how do you deal with somebody that needs these things? Right? He's desperate about this matter. Right? So now you need to go, right? And you're causing such a terrible smell for other people. You understand? It's too complicated. You understand?
For the ani to feel that he's the only one?
Now see, everyone in life needs something. There is nobody in this world that doesn't want something. So it's ani. Well, as it was mentioned, you need money, you need zivug. But see, your attitude toward these matters, how is it? You accept the feather and the bad smell? You say, no, take the feather out. Ah, Chazak Baruch. We all do it. Everybody does it. And how does it work?
And if you do that, you hurt the dignity of the person.
But we have other things to do. Let's say, for example, somebody needs a ride. So can I get a ride? So no, I'm sorry, I have to go that way. Yeah, go this way. So now, what does it mean? So that means, you say, no, if I go that way, exactly is like I'll bring the bird with the feather. It's a bad smell for me. Can you stay? No, I have to go. But we need one more person for the minyan. He said, no, I have to go. You understand the concept? Yeah, You understand the concept?
Yeah.
So that's what the whole message here is. You could have bring it, you know, clean, you know, not, you know, causing any discomfort for anybody, terrible smell for anybody, right?
You could do chesed, but hurting somebody else, that's the same thing.
You could, yeah, but the point of the matter here is, Ribbono Shel Olam says, this is Reyach Nichoah for me. Why? Because you give comfort to the Ani. You made them feel good. Forget about the bad smell. The bad smell doesn't exist. You smell it, but to give some comfort, peace, nachat to this Ani, that's much important than make it clean and nobody, you know, be bothered. It would not be bothersome to anybody.
So we give the comfort to the Ani with the burning and the smell. It just makes it that everybody is...
No, he's happy. He sees this little bird. It's big chunk. It's not you take the feather out and becomes a little bitty. So he gives him such a peace. And that's what Ribbono Shel Olam says. Forget about the terrible smell. When the Hanif, when the poor man feels good, this is a Reach Nichoah. This is a pleasant fragrance. That's how it should be. So that means, of course, there's a one, there's a two, there's a three. What I want to do? One. First choice. But if there's two and three, then I'm stuck, let's say. I need to help somebody in any way. I don't want to do it. Give me a nice, clean juje. What is this, all this feather causing me all this headache? I don't want it. That's what we all do. Nobody wants to be stuck. Nobody wants to be in a circumstances that the smell is not pleasant.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.